Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Fighting continues in the Middle East amid growing humanitarian crises. Officials say Israeli airstrikes have pounded areas across Lebanon, killing at least 21 people, including more than a dozen in the southern Lebanese town of Khana and a city's mayor. Meanwhile, UNRWA's chief Philippe Lazzarini spoke on the Gaza situation in Berlin.
The level of destruction is also unprecedented. We estimate that 60-70% of the infrastructure in Gaza Strip have been destroyed.
Lazzarini warned that UNRWA was near its breaking point due to the situation in Gaza and the widespread destruction.
Now, so the needs in the region have never been so big, but at the same time, the agency has never ever been so much under attack.
He said the agency was facing a combination of financial and political threats to its existence, in addition to difficulties in day-to-day operations, as aid is even more desperately needed against the threat of disease and famine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday ruled out ceding any of the country's territory to Russia while presenting a long-awaited victory plan to Parliament. If we don't step up now, Putin will have time to step up next year and put an end to diplomacy forever. Russia must lose the war against Ukraine. In a speech laying out his five-point plan to MPs, Zelensky urged Western allies to extend an invitation to join NATO and to lift restrictions on Ukraine's use of long-range arms on military targets deep in Russian territory. In his speech, Zelensky criticized China, Iran, and North Korea for supporting Russia, calling them a coalition of criminals. He said he would present his plan to European leaders at a summit on Thursday. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Georgia, Fulton County.